This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you live in a big city, you might have noticed cars driving around with big fluffy pink mustaches on their grills. Turns out, believe it or not, that's intentional. They're from an internet car for hire service called Lyft. And along with other companies called Uber and Sidecar, they are changing the taxi industry as we know it. Today, California took a first step to regulate and perhaps legitimize those companies, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Ride-sharing apps like Lyft let you hail a ride with your smartphone. And for a lot of people, they worked great. As long as you don't mind that your ride comes decked with an ironic mustache and the guy driving it some dude in his own car. Lisa Schweitzer is with the USC Price School of Public Policy.
I like the big pink mustaches, but I can honestly say absolutely nobody asks me about anything when it comes to matters of taste.
But when it comes to matters of transportation, she's the woman, and she thinks these car services make a lot of sense.
You make your request via your iPhone, and then all of those transactions about who's going to take the cab, you know, where are you headed, that's all arranged by virtue of geolocating.
Geolocation is amazing. Plus, the payment piece is taken care of online, not awkwardly in the cab. Up till today, the future of these pop-up cabs and cab drivers in California was murky. No one knew for sure if they'd be allowed to keep driving. Today's vote by the California Public Utilities Commission answers that. These amateur cabbies are here to stay.
I think it's quite significant.
Juan Matute is with the UCLA Institute of Transportation Studies. The new California regulations mean that companies will have to get a license from the state, run background checks on drivers, provide training, insurance, a lot of things they say they do already. It's a clear win for the up-and-comers and a loss for old-school cabbies.
It will be difficult for taxi cab drivers to continue doing exactly what they've been doing in the past.
Without a monopoly, cabbies are going to have to step up, improving the way people find them and the quality of the ride. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.